Of course, many of his clan's relationship were not, they were not willing to leave him their life. But it is a custom, he says. This is my will. You're not doing anything wrong to me. You are doing what I ask, what I wish. He says, let me, leave me here where I used to bring, where I used to come to feed my family, and where I have, in, where I have tell you to come and save your family. In here I will lay, and you will go on your way, so you may live. And then whenever in the past, whenever in the future, when you experience a shortage of food and hunger, and if you live close by here, come to this place, and you will find food. So they do. The members of the clan reluctantly created the special teepee, which is used by woods being put together, and cover it with the snow and the branches and everything they can get on, so they keep it frozen for a long time. If they were not able to make it exactly as a moss house, but they were able to make it just almost as strong, which the old man has requested. And they also make the top side so no wolf can get in, but a bit of a light comes in. So when they finished, they said, okay, we are done. We are closed the door now. And then he says, we have done. And then they, before they closed the door, they went to sit in with him and to say farewell. And also they get the blessing from him. Then after that, they went outside and shut the door. And then the old man was supposed to be blind. It was very, very, very amazing to hear this. And when they were beginning to close the thing, and he was speaking from within, and he says, just a minute, I can still see the light there in that corner. And then they put more sticks. What does he mean? He's supposed to be blind. So anyway, they did what he asked. What they did was, they were asked to leave a little bit of wood on the side and a bit of a, what they call turkey, dried meat. If he put a little bit in there beside and the water close by to the stove. So he can reach. He can reach around there to put water, to put a wood into a fire once in a while. And also to be able to have water sitting close by to his fire. And then after they have done everything, they said farewell. And then he was behind. The women, of course, were crying. The grandparents to be left behind alive. They didn't see the justice. But he had requested. It was a custom. As they walk away, in sorrow, they can hear him cry, they can hear him sing the song, the hunting song, the blessing song, and then soon they didn't hear him, and they went away. And so years passed. Those who were young at that time when they were left the old man began to be a man themselves. And those who were older at the time were now very old men. They experienced the same poor years in their time. Nobody can say exactly how many years then. But there were no more animals, there were no caribous especially, in which they have accustomed to have. And then again, here they were, some distance away from the from that point. They remembered the young lady that was existing, the one who was very sorry to left the grandfather, had a dream. She had a dream and she says, I dream that place where we left our grandfather. And I dream that he's still singing in that place. And I remember when he says, if you ever experience hunger, come here so you will find the home, find the food. So the next day she tells the dream to her, to other, to clan members. And they all said, maybe it is a sign. Maybe it is a vision that you see. Maybe we will find the food there. So they make their journey into that. It was the hilly ground. It was the richest that high.